Students at this downtown school attend classes in a building that sits in the middle of Hungary's storied history. It's just blocks from the banks of the Danube, where you can see the majestic Buda Castle and the Houses of Parliament. But being surrounded by history doesn't necessarily translate into knowing history, especially recent history.
What are you going to be doing on November 9th? Do you know what November 9th is? Anybody?
The anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall isn't a notable date for this class of 17 and 18-year-olds. Their parents may talk about the events of 20 years ago, but Norbert Nagy and Fanny Keresztes are pretty much unmoved.
What it means to my mother is not the same what it means to me. So, of course, she felt it much more personally as I did, because I wasn't even born at that time.
I see it like any kind of other Hungarian historical event, because it was important, but not personally, emotionally, it's nothing.
Daniel Szabo says his parents describe it as a time when life was simpler and safer.
They said that there were more security on the streets, and the police guys were on the streets not for get money from the bad guys, but for make security on the streets.
The students do study Hungary's history, but the events of 1989 aren't covered in the official curriculum. That's frustrating for teacher Janis Varga. He thinks students really don't understand or appreciate the monumental change that took place.
Sometimes I have time to tell them my stories. For example, when I was a student in the 1970s, reading an English newspaper or reading a weekly such as the Newsweek was a serious offense. I was summoned by the deputy headmaster and I was threatened to be thrown out of school. I was really frightened. They laugh at it.
That apparent complacency is one of the reasons Hungary opened the so-called House of Terror a few years ago, inside the former headquarters of both the Nazi and communist-era secret police. School groups are led through exhibits detailing the horrors of life back then, the trains that shipped thousands off to the gulags, the harsh living conditions, and toward the end, the killings. As an elevator descends to the basement prison cells, a video screen shows a former guard dispassionately describing the execution process. Curator Maria Schmidt complains Hungary's transition to democracy was so quick, so relatively smooth, communist leaders were never really forced to account for what happened. The story was never told from the victim's point of view.
I wanted to win the battle against the monopoly of the left-wing narrative on Hungarian history of the, mainly particularly on the 20th century. I think that's the most important part of democracy, that you cannot monopolize the way of people are thinking on history.
But 20 years ago, it seemed there was no time for reflection. Instead, it was a headlong rush into the future. And the future was capitalism. Few sense that better than George Hemingway. Today, the American-Hungarian businessman is investing in the next generation himself, buying a soccer team and building a training ground in the suburbs of Budapest. But Hemingway has been in the game of investing here from the moment communism ended, flying in from his home in Las Vegas to do business.
When we came here in 1989, everybody thought we were making a foolish decision. And we made a ton of money.
Hemingway bought dozens of restaurants, food stores, a computer company, and more. He introduced Hungarians to Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Dunkin' Donuts. But a few years ago, the economy started to stumble. Government debt soared. Hemingway saw it happen and got rid of half of his portfolio.
The government was spending, spending, and spending without any idea where the country that was taking the country. Even what they were spending badly. Hungary became a basket case.
The global financial crisis made matters worse. Last year, Hungary had to turn to the World Bank, IMF, and EU for a $25 billion bailout. There are new austerity measures in place. Hemingway thinks Hungarians still haven't come to terms with the sometimes harsh realities of the free marketplace.
Yes, they want freedom, and yes, They want to make money. And yes, they want capitalism as they understand it, but they also want free healthcare. They want free schools. They want free universities. They want to go to the mayor and get some money if they don't have it.
It's a combustible mix for a country still rising from the ashes of its communist past. The disappointment has led to deep political divisions and, as in other former Eastern Bloc nations, a rise in popularity for extreme right-wing groups. Historian Attila Polk finds the shift disturbing.
So the great euphoria of 20 years ago totally vanished, and people who have no option find these black and white answers appealing.
High school student Norbert Naj says he knows people who miss the stability that came with communism, and he kind of understands it.
You don't want to know my opinion.
I do! Go ahead and share.
No, it's just a childish opinion, you know, dictatorship maybe, because that's not going to work, really. It's just a joke, a childish joke.
This generation may not know that much about what happened 2 decades ago, but there's no doubt these young men and women carry the weight of the past. The expectations of 1989 have come to land at the feet of those who will have to move forward into the country's uncertain future. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Budapest.